Teachers are likely to see pay increases next year. The Florida Senate took the first step toward that goal Monday when a key education committee approved a bill to get rid of the state's Best and Brightest bonus program. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Best and Brightest program has been plagued by problems since its introduction. Chief among them, not all teachers get the bonuses even if they qualify. There have been lawsuits. Also driving the push to get rid of the program, Governor Ron DeSantis' plan to raise starting teacher pay. That's expensive. Republican Senator Rob Bradley says getting rid of the bonuses frees up money toward that effort.
These dollars, I think, should be spent on education, but they could be better deployed in different ways.
Fellow Republican Senator Kelly Stargell noted the bonus program was a way to get money directly into the hands of teachers, bypassing local unions, which negotiate salaries with school districts. As talk gets underway to raise pay, other non-teacher school personnel are calling to be included. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.